to usher in the kingdom of God. It tells us clearly in Mark, John Baptist clearly tells us that Jesus came to usher in a spiritual kingdom. And it was of such that you have to be born again to enter into it. Let's see what John has to say about that. The spiritual kingdom Jesus wanted to usher in chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In other words, without being born of the Spirit of God, we're not going to understand the things of God. And then verse 6, it says, or maybe it's 5. What do I got there? 5. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And so we enter in by being born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And what happened at the beginning of the last days? There was an outpouring of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And so we were ushered into the kingdom through a new birth. Who knows what John 17:20 says? This is not extra. No extra charge for this. It says, "The kingdom of God is within you." Amen. And so we are subjects of the kingdom of God. We are subjects of the spiritual kingdom. Amen. And there's a king that's reigning on our heart. Should be King Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I really didn't want to get into all this kingdom stuff at this moment, but it's no longer a natural kingdom that's ruling within us. It's a spiritual one that we have to be born again to enter into, and that the kingdom of God is within us, and we're his subjects. And the king is reigning, hallelujah, in our hearts. But in Acts 2:17, it tells us that we're living in the last days. We're presently living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Was the ministry of the Father, then the Son. Now we're in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And has anyone heard the saying that water can't rise above its source? Water can't rise higher than its source. Have you ever heard that? No? Well, then you probably don't know what it means. And I wrote down the meaning here of it, and it means some things like a person, their achievements and their abilities can't exceed or rise above the level of their original starting point. I'm going to say that again because you look like you need to hear it again. Water can't rise above its source, and it means that something like a person's achievements and abilities can't exceed or rise above the level of its original starting point. So essentially what I'm saying is you can't be better than where you came from. Your potential is limited to your starting condition. That's what I was feeling when they're trying to drag me to the front of the church. And you're trying to make something out of me. Hallelujah. And my starting point was that of a bottom feeder. My starting point was that of one of the trailer park boys. Hallelujah. But once, family, you're born of the Spirit of God in the last days, you have a new starting point. Hallelujah. And I don't have to draw on the resources of my fallen humanity. I can draw on the resources of a resurrected Son of God. Hallelujah. In the end times. And isn't it interesting that God ushered this in the end times? And in these last days, we've been born of the Spirit of God, filled with the Holy Ghost. And we have a new starting line now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it's a new starting line, a new source of life that we can draw on. It's not natural, it's supernatural. Holy Spirit, we've been has lifted us up to higher ground. And if you think of it, even our prayers that are going to move heaven and earth, hallelujah, they originate in God. They come to us and we pray them in the Holy Ghost, and they move the heart of God to bring God's will into being. Their prayers that deal with the purposes of God. Hallelujah. When we're trapped, not trapped. filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Spirit begins to pray through us. He's praying in the purposes of God. He's praying in the will of God. And prayers at our birth in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But that's not really where I want to go. I just want to bring this one point out. And the highest power or source within each one of us is the Holy Spirit. And we don't have anything to offer in ourselves. Did you know that everything we do that's not inspired by the Holy Ghost is of little or no value? But that which is inspired by the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, brings life. Amen. And so what I'm trying to say is, you know, those who walk in the Spirit, hallelujah, and, you know, they're able to draw on something far deeper than what we originated from, far deeper than what we started with. Amen. We're evil and we're living in the natural, but we're able to draw on the supernatural. Hallelujah. And in these last days here that God spoke about, he poured out a spirit. It's a sign of the times. He poured out a spirit so that we would have a new drawing point. I don't have to draw on the fact that, you know, I was a bottom feeder. I don't have to draw on the power of being a trailer park boy. I can draw on the power, supernatural power of being birthed. Hallelujah. And it happens when? The beginning of the last days. It was one of the marks that God put there. And so as I walk in the Spirit, my abilities, my achievements, and my resources don't flow from my natural man. It's Christ radiating his life out through us. It's Christ radiating the life of himself. And Jesus said it this way, out of your hearts will flow rivers of living waters. Praise God. So we have part in the first resurrection from the dead. We've been raised, hallelujah, spiritually. And, you know, it's been God's desire ever since the beginning of the world that man would be his dwelling place. And so now I'm happy to say my abilities, my resources, my achievements no longer flow from a bottom feeder, but they flow from the life of the resurrected Son of God who dwells within me. Hallelujah. And if that should excite everybody about how God started the last days, amen. He started by birthing the church. He started by lifting us all up on a different plane to go out and change the world. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I've been shouting all week when the Lord brought this to me. Amen. And so we started off with Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, the church has to be lifted up to a higher plateau, to a greater level. And the only way I know to do it is to trust in God. Amen. He's the only one who can do it. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct our path. Amen. And he's also the one who wants to bring healing back into his church. He wants to bring deliverance back into his church. He wants to bring, I hate having a mind of a 72-year-old. You'll lose a word every once in a while. The Lord has come to transform us, and that's the word I'm looking for. Bring healing back into his church. Bring transformation. People's lives who are changed. Praise God. And like each one of you, and like I experienced in the beginning, my thinking changed. I started heading in a new direction. Hallelujah. So who has ears to hear this morning what the Spirit is saying to the church about these last days? I've equipped you. Amen. I don't feel equipped, Lord. Some days I feel like one of the trailer park boys. But you're not. You're born of the Spirit of the resurrected Son of God who lives in you. And Jesus wants to bring his church to the place where this inner life begins to flow out. He said, he promised it. Out of your heart will flow rivers of living waters. And as it flows out, it's going to bring healing in the land. It's going to bring deliverance. People are going to be woke up from their death sleep. Amen. And so Hallelujah. I guess I'm closing up, and we're waiting for the church to come to a maturity. And we've heard before, all creation is groaning and waiting, hallelujah, for the manifestation of the sons of God, for us to take our rightful place as the bride of Christ. And the church as a whole, I don't know, we haven't all put our wedding garments on yet. And there's religion and there's other things going on we have no idea about. But all we can be sure of is this little chapter here. And in the last days, God marked the beginning of those days with an outpouring from heaven. Hallelujah. Causing us to be born of a spirit and filled with the Holy Ghost to take care of his business until he comes back. And all you have to say today is, Lord, I'm willing. Win the tug of war in me, Lord, and make me ready for what you want to do next. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. Ask the worship team to come. And won't you pray about these things this week and this morning? Lord, I love you. I praise you. And Lord, I can't be anything but a bottom feeder. I can't be anything but one of the trailer park boys unless you come, hallelujah, and make me ready, unless you come and prepare me. And Lord, the prayer I prayed 45 years ago, I'm going to pray again this morning. Lord, won't you win this tug of war? Won't you prepare your bride to take her rightful place and to in changing this world? I pray that you would empower her, and that we would make ripples through this land, through our country, and all the way to heaven, and ripples that would shake the power of hell. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.